Of course not. Mr. Wentworth shoved the book back onto the shelf. If your family is short of coin, then the sooner I put your mind at ease regarding remuneration for my efforts, the less likely you are to fret. Fret? Whatever was he getting at? You are being too delicate for my feeble female brain, Mr. Wentworth. Plain speech would be appreciated. He selected another book, as casually as if he truly were browsing the biographies. You promised in your note that if I heeded your summons, you would make it worth my while. A simple request for aid would have sufficed, my lady. You need not coerce me with coin. Ah, well then, his pride was offended. Having two brothers, Rosalind should have recognised the symptoms. I beg your pardon for not being more clear. I meant to trade favours, Mr. Wentworth. You have agreed to search for Arbuckle, and thus I will share with you the fact that Clotilda Cadwallader is considering allowing you to court her. She's said to be worth 10,000 a year. The book snapped closed. She's what? Said to be worth, he shook his head. I know to the penny what she's worth, and it's not 10,000 a year. What else can you tell me? She might allow you to pay her your addresses. Rosalind offered this news with all good cheer, though Clotilda was a ninny hammer. Men seemed to prefer ninny hammers, alas. You'd have to change your name to Cadwallader, but she says you aren't bad-looking, you're solvent, and you would not be overly bothersome about filling the nursery. More delicate than that, Rosalind could not be. Because I have no title, and need neither heir nor spare, and what married couple would ever seek one another's intimate company for any reason other than duty? Mr. Wentworth's tone presaged not affront, but rather amusement and bitterness. I know little of what motivates people to marry, and as for intimate company... Too late, Rosalind realised that she'd sailed into a verbal ambush of her own making. Yes, my lady. The amusement had reached Mr. Wentworth's eyes. He was silently laughing at her, which merited a good storming off in high dudgeon, except that his gaze held only a friendly sense of fun and nothing of mockery. He was teasing her. Rosalind's brothers had teased her, before a mere sister had slipped beneath their notice. Arbuckle had occasionally teased her. But when Ned Wentworth teased, his watchful, noticing gaze warmed to a startling degree. A smile lurked in the subtle curve of his mouth, and the corners of his eyes crinkled. I must sketch him thus, must catch that near smile. We will now change the subject, Rosalind said, because the alternative is to admit that I've mortified myself.
Must we change the subject just as the topic is becoming interesting?